Next item on the agenda is Roderick D. Hyatt, Oyster Plant and Ground, application 2017-090. Mr. Stagg?
Yep, I'm back. Same place. Same issues. Some degree. This one has a little bit of history. I'll try to encapsulate it as quickly as possible. But the application before you is the one you see on the screen now. It's from Roderick Hyatt. It's application 2017-090. He was requested to lease approximately 83 acres, again, within the thoroughfare in York County. Again, the application is protested by the local yacht club that you heard before and a nearby property owner. Those protests are in your packet. Again, we're in York County. This is Back Creek, Seaford Scallop Company, the thoroughfare going out to the York River. And this is represents the application. It's a somewhat triangular shaped parcel. It's a little wider view. At the time I captured this one, we also had an application that went all the way up into Back Creek. I was going to bring all three of them at the same time. That one was heavily protested as well, as you might imagine. We could not get a response from the applicant when we were trying to contact him about surveying it and bringing it to the commission. I gave him a deadline to respond, and he did not, and we have voided that application. So that application is gone. Does not show up anymore. This was the previous application of Mr. Hyatt. As you'll see, it has a different number, 2016-099. And it went further to the north and wrapped just inshore these existing leases and went all the way up to here. Mr. Hyatt, and he can explain this better than me, bought some property in this area. He has the existing lease to the north. He wanted to possibly expand his operation to some degree and applied to basically get some additional ground. This did come to the commission. This was sort of our recommendation at the time, and there was a number of reasons for us eliminating some of these areas. Some of the people on the shore opposed this. It's too close to their piers. This area was being used, has been historically used, and there was photographic evidence. It's hard to see it in this photo, but there's some little dots in there. The boats were moored there. It's kind of a storm area, or they were just kind of mooring boats. We didn't have any mooring buoy permits there, so that created a little problem as to whether they were legally putting it there, which you could certainly anchor a boat there legally. In any event, because of the concerns of the landowners, we sort of X'd out these areas and ended up with something pretty similar to what Mr. Hyatt has now applied for again, and we did recommend to go ahead and lease this area. The commission at that point, I think, voted 5-1 to deny the previous application. So that's just a little history. Now we're back to the current application. And again, of course, this is the Buchanan application. So what Mr. Hyatt did after he was denied is he came back in and he reapplied for a smaller area and came down all the way to just basically butt up to the Buchanan application. As you saw on the chart, obviously some of the Buchanan application and some of the Hyatt application might actually go into the channel. We knew we could address that when we actually surveyed it. Again, the big picture, that's the yacht club and the boat ramp. And I will state again on the record that that boat ramp is very heavily used and has been for years. It's very heavily used. And again, you have the Seaford Scallop Company that does take larger boats in and out. So basically, this is the area he applied for. This would, of course, be where the Buchanan application is. It was butted up right against it. Again, as you can see, it goes into the channel. We knew we'd have to address that when we surveyed it. As I noted, we did receive a protest from the Seaford Yacht Club and a local resident. They both had concerns about adverse impact on navigation and other uses of the area. As I stated previously in the Buchanan application, the Army Corps of Engineers has expressed concerns that we not lease the channel area coming out of Back Creek to the thoroughfare, that it may in the future become a channel that needs dredging. And again, we treat these on a case-by-case basis, and I'm not going to read the same verbiage I read before about public awareness, but basically these are public trust lands, and we do treat each one of these applications on a case-by-case basis based on the protest and the unique characteristics of the application and the bottom therein. This current application is smaller than the previous application Mr. Hyatt applied for. Again, they do overlap some of the channel. And we do note that there's quite a bit of heavy boat traffic that uses this area both for recreational and navigation purposes. Mr. Hyatt has indicated on his use plan questionnaire, and I've talked to him about it, that his plan, according to him, is not to use this area for cages. He did check the yes box for traditional use, and that he might actually try to do some clam aquaculture here as well on bottom. So he could put cages on it if it's granted. That is allowed per on-bottom regulation. But just to make you aware, Mr. Buchanan clearly stated he wanted to use his for cages. Mr. Hyatt has stated that he does have some cage, I think, aquaculture still up on his northern lease, but that he did not plan to use this for that method. And he can address that in more detail. So basically, you have the same concerns here. So this is the area that we actually ended up surveying. We've tried to avoid the channel area coming out to get to the thoroughfare area. This did reduce his area considerably of what he asked for, but this would still leave him with about 54.29 acres of area. Just wanted you to see that, you know, we did avoid the channel again, like we did with Buchanan. This was his original application. I'm going to leave this up because this does again show the depths, which seem to be an issue related to what may or may not happen here related to both the yacht club and navigation. We did attempt on this one to also make sure that he was at least 300 feet from any private pier. So we made sure this line going north avoided being too close to these piers where there would be any concern that he might interfere with navigation. The previous application, one of the reasons we X'd this area out, and he didn't apply for this, he did start his at least this time here, was there is a dredge channel coming out of this man-made basin, and that person opposed it, saying he didn't want to lease across it because if they needed dredge in the future, then he could hold them up because he had a lease if he wanted to. So we understood that from the previous application. He did too, I believe. So basically, we just tried to make sure we stayed far enough offshore here to avoid conflicts with existing piers or maybe future piers that might be built along the shoreline. Having said that, while we do understand the concerns raised about potential impacts in general navigation, we do believe the area surveyed does not encroach into the mark channel area. While there are sailing activities of the yacht club that occur in the entire area, and at times they might be by relatively inexperienced operators in shallow waters, this does create the possibility for conflict, particularly if cage aquaculture methods were used. Again, the applicant has noted that he does not intend to place such apparatus in the area. However, if he did, and it's leased, he would have to adhere to the on-bottom regulation related to marking and navigation, could not create more than a minimal impact in navigation. Having said that, certain user conflicts will continue to remain here if leased. And although not proposed, staff can require relocation of any gear if he places it on the lease. There would still be some user conflicts. Again, conjunction with our previous recommendation, we do recommend approval of the smaller area. I'm not going to change my recommendation even after your vote because I've written it. This is why y'all get to make the final decision. We evaluate these and bring you a staff recommendation. I'm not sure this is a whole lot different than the Buchanan one, but I think you need to hear from Mr. Hyatt. He may have a nuanced difference here that might change your mind. I don't know. But we acknowledge that certainly there are the same user conflicts here as the previous application. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Tankard?
But don't you think there's one fundamental difference, cages not versus not cages?
I do, and I believe that's important. The issue that's constantly raised to me and to you, because I'm passing it on to you, is just because he says he's not going to do it doesn't mean he might change his mind once he leases it. And legally, have the right to put cages on it because that is a regulation. We do not put any conditions on leases because they are granted through the Code of Virginia. We do have a regulation that allows people that have a lease to put cages on it. But we can't really put a restriction on his lease saying, well, we know you agreed not to do it. Or he could transfer it to a new person, and they could certainly do it. Or he could sublease it to Mr. Buchanan if you lease it to him. So that is the fear of the public always with these lease applications, where the bottom is probably suitable for cage agriculture, even if the applicant says they're never going to do it. They just agree they'll never do it. We can't really make a legal agreement with them because the lease is governed by the code. So, and legal counsel can correct me if I'm wrong in that regard, but I believe that to be the case.
However, Mr. Tanker, to your point, there's been some discussion among staff that we may want to revisit that regulation that allows a carte blanche opportunity to place cages down if you have a lease. That is a regulation that we can take up here at this commission level, and I think the time is right, especially with what's going on with the work group, to consider doing that.
Yes, sir. Yes, I agree with that. I think it's, you know, it's obvious the public has a concern that any bottom that's leased has the potential to be caged bottom. However, if in fact it becomes bottom with cages, they also have the right to protest and see those cages conform to some of the norms that we describe in our law, which is right to navigation and safe navigation, correct?
Absolutely. So the caveat here is, to expand a little bit on what you said so it's clear to anybody else in the room, is that if this were already a lease, then Mr. Hyatt would have the right to put cages on it subject to the on-bottom regulation, which does say, among other things, that you can't create more than a minimal adverse impact in navigation. Now, that's a subjective term, but if we get a complaint, we will investigate it, both my office and law enforcement, and the agency makes the determination, not the person that complained, whether we agree that it has now reached a threshold that these create more than a minimal impact in navigation. Right. If they do, we will require the applicant to either remove the cages or move them to a location where we don't think they create this hazard. So we do have that tool that's in the regulation that was put in it for good reason. Otherwise, we'd have no control. And this is, you know, probably, I guess, the issue with that regulation is it is a reactive rather than a proactive. There is no public comment. No one gets to comment in advance.
Right.
Once the guy has the lease, he doesn't have, we don't let the public know, oh, now he's getting ready to put cages on it. Please tell us what you think about it. They have to react to him putting them, and if he doesn't follow the regulation properly, then, you know, then it comes back to us for resolution.
Yep. So anyway, to that point. Mr. Zetron?
When you consider the navigation, and if that became an issue, would you not focus on the channel versus the whole area? Like we've heard testimony in here, that whole area is being used by boats. But wouldn't you just focus in on the channel?
And that's pretty much what we've done here.
On this one.
We've reduced the impact to the actual channel. We've taken both of these applications out of the marked channel. And even if this wasn't a marked channel here, but it was the traveled way, we probably would have done the same thing. We would have just told the applicant, look, we're going to leave an area here. Boats need to get from point A to B without any worry about restriction. So, yes, I mean, that's – and what's the minimal impact of navigation? Well, in this area of the Hyatt application, in a larger motorboat at low tide, you should not be traversing across this area if you know anything about boating. If you're in a kayak, probably navigate here all the time. The question is, would putting cages here still restrict navigation, even in a kayak, to the point that we would say you have to move the cages? Well, with a kayak,
maybe or maybe not.
Around a cage, you know, and these cages aren't wall to wall. They have rows between them, which is why we require them to be marked, just to warn people. In shallow water, you can see them most of the time. So it's tough. This is a tough problem. It's a user conflict that's tough because we want to promote shellfish aquaculture in Virginia. It's a good thing. It cleans the water, creates economic income. But these are public trust lands that everyone has the right to navigate over and use for other recreational purposes. So we definitely try to consider that with everyone, and this is why we're here. You know, once they're objected to and this issue is raised, this user conflict, we can't administratively issue. We're going to bring them all to y'all, and we're going to make recommendations, and unfortunately, y'all make the final decision, and based on what we can tell you and what the applicants and the protestants tell you. And everyone is unique to some degree. There are overarching themes that you just keep hearing, you know, view shed, navigation, conflict, recreational use. But every lease application is a little bit different. And even these two are a little bit different. So, and you got the applicant saying he's not going to put cages on this. So.
All right. Dr. Neal?
So basically, this has come before us before.
It has.
And we denied it.
You did?
All right, and so and the final is pretty much what we denied the last time. And my recollection, I mean, he does do cage agriculture, and I think there was, is this the one where the commercial waterman, the crab potter, objected to it because of the cages?
Yes.
All right, and so the first time he applied for this lease, he planned on putting cages on it.
Well, I'll let Mr. Hyatt, I don't think he did. I think the crabber just said,
the reason stuck on
line
was it was the first time I'd ever had a commercial waterman come up and object to this. A crab potter. That was what I remembered about it.
I think, as I recall, and I have to go back and look at notes, that he portrayed this as encumbering this area in a way that would interfere with crabbing.
Yes.
And I think at the time we even said, staff level, that we didn't necessarily, and this was on the fly. He had protested, but he said it at the hearing too, that we're not really sure how leasing this with or without cages would necessarily, certainly couldn't put a crab pot on top of a wooden waterfall.
And I think it was his point. He said the cages were so covering the bottom.
It was a good spot and it was unencumbered.
Let's do this before Kelsey grabs me. This, in all due respect, Dr. Neal, this is like a trial de novo. The bottom line is this is a new application and we need to focus, in all due respect, on what's before us now. Let's not go back. Let's hear the testimony and the evidence that's going to come forward now. And then if there are some questions about historical that relate to that, that would be the time, I believe, to bring that up. In all due respect.
Okay, although my question's already been answered, so that's good. Okay, I won't bring it back.
Well, police officers do that and lawyers do that in court all the time as well. So anyway. But we will move on with the application.
And I did want to make the commission aware of the history of this application. Most of you think we're here, but you might have missed that meeting. I don't know.
I missed it.
Yeah. So it's for your edification at least. But I agree. I mean, that guy, if he's here today, he can get up and say again the crab pot issue, but we didn't hear that yet. So
let's move along. Mr. Hyatt, would you like to speak to the application? Would you raise your right hand, sir? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear.
Can you state your name for us, please?
Robert D. Hyatt.
Okay. Tell the commission what you want to do about this application.
Basically, we've modified this 3, 4, 5 times based on complaints that were coming in, and this is what we finally came up with, not in the channel. Not in the channel, not close to the piers. It's been modified several times with protests. And to be honest with you, I work on that area in the thoroughfare every day, and the numbers of the boating activity are very trumped up. Okay, I'm there every day, 6 o'clock to 8, every day.
Trumped up, is that fake news or is that real?
I'll be honest with you, where are the stats?
Okay, let's make sure.
And to be honest with you, the sailing, I haven't seen a lot of that. I mean, there's really not. And as far as a crab pot can be put anywhere. They're 3 times the height of a cage, which I'm not going to do here. I have aquaculture cages up and above, farther up to the north. This is all just going to be natural, spat on shell, just a cultivated area. I don't need cage area. Got it. I you know, with that being said, that's just, it's good bottom. Solid. It's not muddy.
But you've just testified under oath that you're going to use spat on shell on bottom.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yep. That is correct. And, you know, as far as navigation, if you're a boater, you got to use sight to navigate. That's what you do. You see obstruction, you see it marked, you stay away from it. And not to mention the occasional cinder block might be down there. You never know what's going to be under the bottom. So, you know, with that being said, the criteria is there. It's open ground. I'm a U.S. citizen. That's basically the criteria to lease grounds. That's it. That is it.
All right. Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of this application? Anyone in opposition to this application? Gentlemen, come forward, please. As this is a new matter, thank you, sir. You're one step ahead of me. You solemnly swear the testimony you give in this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Who's first? State your name again for the record, please.
Helmut Walter from York County.
Thank you, Mr. Walter.
I'm not going to read my whole thing again, but all those same, for the record, all those same concerns apply. I would like to just highlight a few things and a few things.
It needs to get on the record. Whatever, sir, that you want on the record for this matter needs to be on the record for this matter. So you can read the, you can read it all again. You can do whatever you want to, but just for the record, realize whatever you state.
Can I give you the?
Yes, sir. You can submit that for the record. I'll mark it as exhibit number one for this matter.
So I just want to emphasize again, with all the undeveloped leases around, right proximate to this area, south in Claxton Creek, over on the other side of Goodwin Island, up and down the York River on both sides, there's no need for additional leases. I've heard it said that maybe if Mr. Hyatt gets this lease, he'll let Buchanan use. So these guys, I think these guys trade this stuff or sell it or move it around. Another thing that has been said a couple times, Mr. Neil, I think, brought it up. A crab pot is higher than an oyster cage. Oyster cages on the bottom don't have floats, but the crab pots pretty much all have a float that boaters will be looking for. So to compare the two, I don't think it's valid. The commercial interests of one or two people versus the rights of a lot of boaters in this pristine area should be weighed. I think I just said about the additional leases. If you look, the comment was made that the leases down in Claxton Creek south of the Buchanan rental was mucky and not productive. But that area is well protected by Greenpoint from wind wave action. It's ripe for floating cages. The whole thing all the way down, all those leases in there. So whoever owns those, maybe they could trade. They're not using it. Maybe they could trade with one of these people. I urge you again to look at what you're doing. Waterways that are highly used by the boating public when they're fed by a public boat ramp. You all need to look at that. Don't give this away to the one or two commercial people and impact all the rest of us. So in summary, I just urge you to deny this application also. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, gentlemen? Thank you, sir.
Again, my name is Malcolm Burgess.
Thank you, Mr. Burgess.
I'm representing the Seaford Yacht Club and myself as an individual.
Yes, sir.
I have a written record I'd like to leave with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
In addition to the comments that are in that written record that you've heard before, I'd like to make several points in response to the things we've heard. Number one is, if you go out there on a Sunday or a Saturday or a holiday, you'll see traffic go across that area all the way from where you see 3 to 4 at the top of the triangle to down to a depth at the edge of the channel. Rarely are the boats in the channel because the water there is sufficiently deep for boaters to go through. The problem is when you go through that area and you're outside the channel, you don't know where the upper boundary is. When you come in to use Back Creek, particularly if you're a sailor and you're a powerboat or a sailboat and you're coming out of the bay, this is a very popular place, this area right in here where the triangle is marked, for boaters to come in and anchor or wait their turn to come into the yacht club or the boat ramp. There's a lot of activity. I would hate to go out there and drop an anchor and put it on top of Mr. Hyatt's cage. I would probably be afraid to put my anchor down if I thought there were cages down there. If there are markers out there, the markers are going to be in the way. When a sailboat comes back in from the bay, a very popular area right there in that triangle is to come in and turn into the wind. And when a sailboat puts its sails down, it has to turn into the wind. So, and the prevailing winds are out of the east. Invariably, when we come into the bay from out of the bay into Back Creek, we stop in that area of the triangle, turn into the wind outside the channel, because we have to do this outside the channel, turn into the wind and lower the sails, clean up the boat, then go back up the creek. Almost every sailboat does that, whether he's a member of our club, a visitor to our club, or a transit coming in and out of the bay. So it's a very important area to the sailing community. It's a very important area for the boaters who come in and operate in that triangular area. So that's a comment I'd like for you to be aware of. Speaking to the smaller boat activities that our yacht club sponsors, not only for our members, we do run a junior sailing course every year that runs for about 10 weeks in the summer. We also partner with the CN Youth Christopher Newport University and with the local high school sailing association. They use our boats. We go out and we set up race courses in that triangular area, and we train and we operate and we compete on occasion in that area. If you have markers out there for the cages or for whatever's on the bottom, those markers would not allow us to go out and use that. If I'm coming back in out of the bay in my sailboat, or if I'm trying to set up and operate a training program or a competitive program in that area, the markers of a oyster bed lease would preclude our use of the area for that purpose. Thank you, sir.
Any questions? Mr. Zajan has a question for you.
Mr. Hyatt said he's out there every day, 6 o'clock in the morning until 8 at night. And his testimony is that there's not much activity out there at all, not much sailing or not much boating. And what's your comment in response to that?
Well, I heard the comment, and I completely disagree. That's the reason why I started out by saying, go out on a Sunday or a Saturday or a holiday and see for yourself.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Burgess. Mr. O'Brien? Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give in this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do. Thank you, Commissioner.
Name for the record, please.
David O'Brien, Citizen of York County. As I stated in the previous application and would reiterate here, I feel there are existing use conflicts that need to be considered in regards to granting this permit or this application. We have a lot of boating activity. I'd question Mr. Hyatt's characterization that boating usage in Back Creek and the thoroughfare is trumped up. I challenge anybody to go out there this weekend on a holiday and see the type of usage that Back Creek boat ramp supports. It's one of the very few deep water boat ramps that certainly we have in York County, and it provides easy access to the York River in the Chesapeake Bay beyond. As I stated earlier, the amount of activity there is, in my opinion, significant, especially in the summer months. Folks that would be pulling their children on a tube through that area happens all the time. I witnessed it. I take my own kids out there to tube, and I don't believe that the number of boats are being accurately represented by Mr. Hyatt that used this area. I've personally seen transient sailboats at anchor in this area in the middle of the winter. An application to allow for aquaculture would certainly preclude that use. I've seen Seaford scallop boats aground in the channel, on maybe a a new moon or a spring tide when the water is especially low. But at some point in the future, I'm assuming that dredging may be necessary for this navigation channel to keep Seaford scallop boats operating safely. That said, Mr. Buchanan said this is the application, or this is the configuration that has been come up with after a number of back and forth. Seems to me that it's Mr. Stagg that has done the reconfiguration of the ground. The application we see on the screen, I assume, is from Mr. Hyatt, and only after Mr. Stagg has precluded the use of the Federal Navigation Channel do we have a reduced area that's being considered. So for those reasons, I simply would state that there are other uses of this area. I mentioned waterfowl hunting along the shores of Goodwin Island. Obviously, that can create some problems for folks navigating early in the morning, in darkness, later in the evening after sunset, back to the ramp. So I simply, again, wanted y'all to consider those existing uses of this area and how they may conflict with this proposed application.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. O'Brien? Thank you, Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition to the project? Mr. Hyatt, you got a couple minutes to rebut or say if you have anything else you want to say. No, sir. You're under oath.
You know, as I said before, okay, three holidays a year, there's your traffic. It's not a lot of traffic in there. There really isn't. And this is definitely not the size of the new
right
application. I don't know how to change that. Significantly out of the channel, you know, a lot smaller area. And that's basically all. You know, I just don't think it would be an impact at all on any of their sailing, power boating at all. I do the same thing there, you know, and that is designated. So, yeah. We have aquaculture, submerged aquaculture signs on our PVC. And they are buoyed, you know, but as I said, I will not do cages here. But on the other ones, they are marked just like crab pots, each cage.
Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Got comments again.
Yeah, comment, Dr. Neal.
You know, again, I can argue both sides of this issue. The 2017, when we denied this application the first time, it's actually in our packet. And so I apologize for asking the question. You already had gotten in there. So it's our rationales and reasonings and discussions are already here. Of what we did a year ago, I guess, about a year and a half ago. You know, the orange shell on the bottom stuff is just not, that doesn't concern me. It's the same as all the other homeowners and everything else. We're always, well, they could put cages. And so that's a concern. But, you know, the actual hazard of navigation of him just on bottom stuff is, I just don't see that being an issue. But again, this is where I live, and you know, and so what I do again disagree with his characterization of the boat traffic. You know, I worked at that park. You know, that was my summertime job. It can be a zoo, but other than that, on shell on the bottom. You know, I don't see that being a big issue. But the concerns of what if he puts cages there? Well, that can be an issue. That's my color again.
Thank you, Dr. Neal. Further comments? Mr. Packard?
I do think it is relevant that he has stated, testified, that he's going to do shell on bottom here, and I agree with Dr. Neal. Shell on bottom is not going to preclude anybody's use of this area.
Further comments? The chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Packard?
I move to approve this application.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? I do believe that this is not totally different, but significantly different application from what we had considered previously. I do believe by two things. The number of times I asked Mr. Hyatt, about what he intends to put on the bottom under oath, and he indicated that he intended to put shell, realizing, of course, regulation as it currently stands would allow him to change his mind. I'm going to take him at his word for it at this juncture. I do believe, and the question becomes, and in all due respect to the gentleman to the opposition, how wide do we finally make this area that is impacting the activities that they're putting out on the board? I mean, if you get right down to it, then we can just keep expanding and expanding, but there's got to be some limitation to how far the buffer is provided to a certain group to the detriment of another user as far as user conflicts are concerned. I think staff has done a good job at this juncture working with eliminating the navigational challenges. And true, in all due respect, some people don't follow channels. We've got one up in the Pagan that many times has got a day mark here, and on one side of it it's 32 feet of water. The other side is 2, literally. I mean, it is that way. So you live and learn by those, and you try to make sure you mitigate your damages. But I do believe this is a significantly different situation, and I too intend to vote to approve staff recommendation. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Opposed.
Motion. You opposed, Mr. Franz? One opposition by Mr. Franz. Thank you. Yes, sir. You can ask staff a question after the hearing.
What I want to know is...
Sir, you can ask staff the question after me. Thank you very much.